Chapter 4. Tara sat in the hazy morning sun on the Bluford bleachers and watched Cooper sprint across the goal line at football practice, his arms raised in triumph. "That's right, Coop," she screamed. But he didn't seem to hear her. Instead, he bumped fists with Steve Morris and headed right to a bench on the sidelines. Shanetta Green was sitting there alone, wearing a cropped tank top that revealed a section of her stomach. It was taut, smooth, and muscular, and Tara could see Cooper pull off his helmet and focus right on her.
"What you doing, Coop?"
Tara yelled, but he ignored her. Instead, he sat next to Shanetta, and she gave him that toothy, wolfish smile and leaned into him, her arm wrapping around his back.
"Coop!"
Tara yelled, rising from the bleacher in time to see him turn his head toward Shanetta.
"Coop, why are you ignoring me? Why can't you hear me?"
Shanetta craned her head upward, and suddenly the two of them kissed, their lips gently pressing together. Tara felt the ground sink beneath her feet. It was as if an invisible hand had grabbed her heart and was crushing it. It was true, she realized. Shanetta had taken him away. He was gone.
"No!"
Waves of rage and sorrow and defeat crashed through her, leaving her broken and alone. Overhead, the sun, swollen and red, glared down at her like an angry eyeball. Suddenly, she heard footsteps. How long had she been there? The football field was completely empty. The school looked abandoned, and she realized that her voice was gone. She couldn't make a sound. She felt a heavy thud on the bleacher and looked up to see a man approaching. It was Uncle Rudy.
"No!"
Tara bolted upright in her bed and gasped for breath, her body slick with sweat, her heart pounding like a drum as the dream evaporated.
"Girl, what's wrong with you?"
Tara whispered to herself in the darkness. On the bed next to her, she saw her cell phone flash with a text from Cooper that had arrived several hours ago. She realized she had slept right through it. "Out with Steve Morris and some guys from the team. Talk later." Tara read the text several times and had an uneasy feeling. Cooper never hung out with Steve Morris, though he was in the background of the picture Shanetta took. Had Shanetta gone out with him too? Tara felt a sinking feeling in the pit of her stomach. "Don't do this to me, Cooper," she thought. "Please don't do this to me." The late-day August sun scorched the sidewalk as Tara sat down on the small bench outside Scoops, the ice cream shop where Darcy worked. It was just past 6 p.m. on Tuesday, the time she and Darcy always met.
"Girl, I need to talk to you,"
Tara said as soon as her friend stepped out, still wearing her uniform from work.
"It's about Coop."
"Coop? What happened?"
Darcy asked, handing Tara a large mint chocolate chip milkshake. On Tuesdays, Darcy got them free, and the two would meet outside and enjoy them as they walked home.
"It isn't Larry Nyagin, is it?"
"Nah, it's worse," Tara mumbled, sipping her shake.
All day, she had been thinking about Cooper and the odd text he had sent. Shanetta had crossed the line, even if Cooper couldn't see it. It was as if she was testing to see how far she could go.
"It's Shanetta Green. She's going after Coop," Tara huffed.
"What?"
Darcy exclaimed.
"Are you sure?"
Tara explained about the cell phone picture and how Shanetta had complimented him. Then she mentioned how the girl used to like Cooper in eighth grade.
"Well, I can see why you'd be upset," Darcy said as they neared her house. "But I don't think you've got anything to worry about. This is Coop.
I see the way he looks at you. He's not interested in anyone else, Tara. He probably didn't even notice what Shanetta was doing until after it was already done. You know how Coop is."
"Yeah, I know. That's kind of what he said, too. But this is Shanetta.
She used to steal from Mr. Kim's grocery store in fifth grade like it was nothing.
That girl takes what she wants. And right now, I know what she wants. Coop.
You really think she's like that? Darcy asked between sips of her strawberry shake.
I know she is. That's why I didn't invite her to my birthday party last April. Remember? I wouldn't trust her as far as I could throw her.
But she's not going to get anywhere with him, Tara. You don't have to worry. If she hasn't figured that out yet, she will soon. Shanetta's just wasting her time.
So are you saying I should just do nothing about it?
Tara grumbled, unable to hide her frustration.
Well, did you talk to Coop about it?
I mean, maybe he just needs to make it clear to her that he's not interested. If he does that, this whole thing is solved, right?
You know Coop. He's not gonna do that, Tara fumed.
I'm thinking I should have a word with him myself, you know? Why should I wait for him when I can take care of it?
You really think that's a good idea? That might make things worse, Darcy said.
I really think you should just talk to Coop. Tell him this is important to you. He'll listen to you and shut this whole thing down. You'll see.
Tara wanted to believe the words were true, but she couldn't shake the image of Shanetta's smiling face from her mind, or the strange way Cooper had gone out with Steve Morris in the middle of the night. What if Darcy was wrong? What if Cooper was hiding things from her?
He ain't the only one who's hiding something, Tara thought bitterly to herself.
Again, her thoughts turned to the reunion. She hadn't mentioned it to Darcy yet. The two girls stopped in front of Darcy's house. Tara stared at the small, sun-dried patch of grass and suddenly felt a knot in the pit of her stomach. She couldn't bring herself to admit the real reason she wanted Darcy at the party. Instead, she took a quick sip of her milkshake and tried her best to stay calm.
"So what you doing next Saturday?" she asked.
"I don't know. Why?"
"My family's having this big reunion. Lots of people are coming, and we're going to be in Municipal Park doing the whole barbecue thing. Friends and family are invited, and..."
She paused, trying to hide how nervous and unsettling the conversation made her.
"I mean, it's going to be crazy, and I just really would like for you to be there, you know, just so I can escape from my family."
"Sure, I'll be there,"
Darcy agreed, and Tara immediately felt relieved. But then her friend squinted as if she smelled something strange.
"Wait, did you say next Saturday?"
"Yeah, why?"
"Sorry, girl. I just remembered we're supposed to go to my Aunt Charlotte's that afternoon for dinner."
"Believe me, I don't want to go, but can't you just get out of it? Please. I mean, just say you got plans or something,"
Tara urged. She hated the way her voice sounded as if she was begging Darcy to be there, but she couldn't help it.
"I ain't never asked anything like this from you before, but I need you to be there," she wanted to add.
"Girl, you know I want to. I can't stand going to my aunt's house. It always ends up with my sister shouting at her and my mom getting all upset and all this drama. But since my grandma died, my aunt keeps trying to see us. And I can tell it's really important to my mom. We even had a big talk about it the other night,"
Darcy explained. "How about Sunday instead?" Tara sighed and shook her head.
"No, it's okay."
"Sorry, Tara, but my mom scheduled this and you never told me."
"Fine," she said coldly, turning away from her friend. "I gotta go."
Tara began walking down the block, gulping her milkshake as she moved.
"Tara!"
Tara ignored her and kept walking.
"Are you all right?"
Darcy called out.
"What's wrong?"
"Nothing," Tara said, feeling a mix of anger and frustration at her friend.
"I just gotta go. I'll talk to you later."
"Tara!
I gotta go,"
she yelled. Hurrying away from Darcy's house, feeling as if her two closest friends were abandoning her when she most needed them. Minutes later, Tara slouched in a seat on the bus as it rumbled back toward her house. Nearby, two older teenage boys cackled about the passengers on the bus
and started talking about her.
Man, look at that girl,
the one boy said just loud enough for her to hear.
She keep drinking them shakes, and she's gonna be supersized. She already there, yo.
Tara wanted to dump the last of the milkshake on the two wiry boys with their pointy chins and baggy clothes. But her stop was next, and after everything, she felt like the little girl in her mom's photo book, alone and scared. The truth kept pressing on her like the heat outside. Rudy was coming. Cooper and Darcy wouldn't be there. No one knew the truth. No one except Tara and Rudy. Tara quickly rushed off the bus, unable to silence the pointed laughter that pierced her like bee stings as she made her way onto the hot street. She decided to stop by Aunt Lucille's house rather than go straight home. She really needed to see Kayla. The little girl could cheer her up when things were bad.
"Where's my girl?"
Tara asked, knocking on her aunt's door.
"Here I am, Aunt Tara,"
Kayla called out, unlocking the door. She was wearing pink shorts and a white tank top with balloons printed on it, and her hair was pulled back into pigtails tied in pink ribbons.
"How you doing, Kayla?"
Tara boomed as she walked in. Kayla gave Tara a sticky hug and then rushed back to the couch to watch TV. Inside the familiar living room, a large floor fan stirred the soupy August air, but offered little relief from the heat.
"Hey, Tara,"
Rochelle said, sitting across from her folding laundry.
"So you ready for the big day? A little more than a week till the circus comes to town,"
she joked, referring to the party. "I'm actually kind of excited."
"To be honest, I'm really not feeling it right now,"
Tara admitted.
"Why not? You normally all about getting together. Why are you so down on this?"
"You don't even want to know," Tara almost said.
"I just got a lot on my mind, that's all."
"Like what? Girl, you only 16 years old and in high school. What could you possibly have on your mind that's so heavy?"
"Oh, just because I'm younger means I don't got anything to worry about?
There you go again. For about a month, I swear you've been like a different person. All I'm saying is, you got it easy, okay?" she said, gesturing toward Kayla, who was staring glazed-eyed at the TV screen.
"Try being on duty 24/7. Then you'll understand how easy you got it now."
Tara bit her tongue. She knew it was tough to take care of kids, but from what she could see, Rochelle seemed to get lots of help from other people, including Tara and Aunt Lucille. But she wasn't going to argue with Rochelle about it in front of Kayla.
"Whatever," she grumbled. "What, you got problems with Cooper or something?"
Tara took a deep breath and sucked her teeth.
"That's it, isn't it?"
Rochelle suddenly leaned forward in interest. Tara realized that her face had given away the answer.
"It's part of it," she grumbled.
"For real? Oh, now this I gotta hear. Go on, girl, tell me what's up." Tara reluctantly told Rochelle everything she had mentioned to Darcy.
"Oh, you need to tell that Shanetta to step off,"
Rochelle said, shaking her head adamantly as she spoke.
"The sooner you do it, the better, too."
"You think so?" Tara asked. She wasn't surprised that Rochelle's advice was so different than Darcy's. Rochelle always had stormy relationships, but Tara thought it was because she had bad taste in guys. No one she ever brought home was anywhere near the man Cooper is, especially Kayla's father, Aaron, who hadn't visited his daughter in 6 months.
"Definitely. If you don't protect what's yours, she's gonna come in and take it. Trust me, I know. That's what happened to me."
Rochelle then went into a long story about how, in high school, her boyfriend was drinking at some party and this other girl, who was supposed to be her friend, hooked up with him.
"She knew just what she was doing. I seen her watching him in school, and then she waited until I wasn't around, and boom, she moved in."
"Yeah, but isn't it just as much his fault? I mean, if he was someone you could trust, then you wouldn't have had to worry. And if he wasn't someone you could trust, you're probably better off without him, right? I mean, it ain't all the girl's fault. The guy has to do something. I mean, this is Coop," Tara said, repeating what Darcy had said to her. Rochelle shook her head.
"Tara, you got a lot to learn, okay? Maybe in the movies or something, guys are perfect like you described, but in reality, if a girl's trying to steal your man, you got to do something about it. That's just the way it is." Tara rubbed her temples. She could feel another headache coming. She knew Rochelle believed what she said, but it didn't match what she knew about Cooper. He was the same guy who showed up early one morning to repair Mom's car after someone broke into it and ripped out the stereo. None of Rochelle's boyfriends were like that. They probably the ones that robbed the car, Tara thought to herself. By the way, is Coop coming Saturday? Rochelle asked, breaking Tara's thoughts.
Yeah, but he's going to be late.
He's got double practices for football, Tara answered, unable to hide how much the news bothered her. Just then, Tara felt her phone start to buzz. It was a call from Darcy. For a second, Tara was about to let it go to voicemail, but then she decided to take it.
Yeah,
she answered, still angry that she wasn't coming to the reunion.
Listen, Tara, I just spoke to Jamie, and she was watching movies last night at Dozen Coops.
So? What did Cooper's little brother have to do with anything? Tara wondered.
Well, she saw Coop rush out last night. Turns out he was picking up Shanetta.
What? Tara felt as if her legs might buckle. She knew Rochelle was listening, trying to pick up every word, but Tara couldn't hide her surprise.
It might not mean anything. Jamie didn't know any details. She was just telling me what Des told her.
Maybe it's nothing. But after everything we were talking about, I thought you should know. Darcy paused as if she knew the news would be hard for her to bear.
Look, Tara, about the barbecue next week. I'm really sorry I can't be there.
Let's talk about this later, Tara said, cutting her off. I'll call you back. She hung up the phone before Darcy could say another word. For a second, she sat motionless, staring at the phone in her trembling fingers.
That was about Coop, wasn't it? Rochelle asked.
Tara nodded.
I told you,
she said. Next time you'll listen to me. Tara couldn't speak. Her world had suddenly shifted, and everything she knew and trusted seemed to be coming apart. She looked at Rochelle's scowl and felt, for once, that her cousin had given her good advice. It was time to fight.